Back now with Day to Day in New York, in Brooklyn. The best place to see local football is the Red Hook Soccer Field. But foodies may not get past the rows of carts there that sell all kinds of savory treats with a Latin American flavor. For decades, immigrants have been selling their homemade specialties to hungry soccer fans at the Red Hook Field. Now, though, Brooklyn wants to raise the cost of food permits so high it may force some vendors to close. From member station WNYC, Marianne McCune reports.
People still come to Red Hook Park to play or watch soccer. But it's no longer the main attraction. The draw now is food. Sizzled and served at 13 slightly ramshackle stands between the field and the sidewalk. Pork, beef, cabbage.
The quesadillas that are more like giant tacos.
Edible flowers and black beans in a cornmeal pancake.
The ceviche is really good.
Horchata, the sugary sweet drink made of rice or seeds.
The juices, the corn, the coconut. There's a lot, you know.
It's mood food, Tim Rochester says. He moved to this neighborhood a few years ago and says this was one of the first spots people told him about. Now he's part of a new wave of customers who line up for Mexican or Honduran or Colombian flavors. They're not soccer fans and not Latinos. Mexican immigrant Matilde Saldivar says she started noticing them last year.
They didn't even know how to ask for the food, but they, you know, they do see the how they ask for carne. They talk funny and they get the food they want.
The arrival of the mostly white non-Hispanics is part of the buzz among longtime customers. But Saldivar says they're not complaining.
It's good because that's the way the world should be. You know, everybody be together in peace.
Over at the Salvadoran pupusa stand, vendor Janet Lainez says she loves it when new customers tell her the bean and cheese stuffed cornmeal pancakes are superb or awesome.
Jorge, hay más plátano. Decirle a papa quiero plátano.
Americans, they like, you know, the vegetables. So they always order zucchini and cheese, you know, nothing that has to do with meat.
But Lainez is afraid she's about to become victim to her own success. The Parks Department announced this year it would change the way Red Hook vendors get their permits and let others compete for the right to sell in the same spot. Lainez currently pays $600 a month for her stand and sells her pupusas for $1.75 each. She and the other members of the Red Hook Food Vendors Association fear they'll be priced out.
Maybe Parks Department thought that, you know, because of all the media attention that we were getting, they thought that we were making, you know, all these huge amounts of money, and it's not like that. All the attention, you know, I think it backfired.
Others blame the change less on the new clientele, more on the larger forces of gentrification in Red Hook. Just a few blocks down the road, IKEA is building a huge new store. The Queen Mary II cruise ship docks 10 minutes away. 15 years ago, this area was known for high crime and gang violence. Now, three-story houses are selling for close to $1 million. Over a pupusa and cabbage salad, Dominican-American Carlos Rodriguez says he's cynical about the Parks Department's intentions.
When people weren't coming to this park because there was a lot of crime, no one cared about it. Now that it's clean, they want to kick the vendors out. It's not fair.
Not at all true. The whole idea that we're looking to push them out because the neighborhood is gentrifying is a canard.
That is Adrian Benepi, none other than the Parks Commissioner himself, a bit frustrated by the persistent rumors.
If we wanted to get the top dollar, we could rent out the entire park system for parking lots.
Benepi says he has happily dined in Red Hook Park, and he loves the vendors. The only reason for the change to how they're licensed, he says, is the law. The city recently demanded a review of all contracts, and he says Parks found it cannot legally keep renewing a temporary permit, as it had been doing for the vendors. But, he says,
no one has any intention of opening a Burger King on the Red Hook soccer fields.
But the Parks Department can't legally decide who will get the long-term contract before it considers all proposals. And gentrification breeds suspicion. So despite reassurance, the vendors have been desperately mobilizing support.
How can we not fear being displaced? How can we not fear being outbid?
Cesar Fuentes heads up the vendors' not-for-profit. He says the gringos have been their most vocal supporters. Food bloggers are urging readers to send letters to elected officials. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer recently declared the place a city treasure and posed for photos with a taco.
I mean, few places in New York City would you find this melding of cultures where you see children using Spanish that they learn in school put to practice in ordering a taco. Un taco, por favor. Children of the vendors who are actually teaching their parents to speak English. So it's a beautiful dynamic that you find over here. It's a beautiful phenomenon.
The vendors will continue to operate as before throughout the rest of this season, and they hope they'll win a long-term contract beginning next year. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune.